You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and you're listening to episode 595. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Hope you're having a great day, getting a lot of flying in. Hopefully it's nice where you are, as it is in Albuquerque. Beautiful weather here.
Definitely beautiful weather here. I know, you know what? Living in New Mexico, there are many beautiful days. We just have to counteract the wind. And it really has a big effect on our ability to fly and our ability to do trainings. That's what our question is about today, talking about someone wants to know what it's like to do a training here. What do we do? We'll tell you. We're not going to give you the intricate details because we don't want to help people like Dart Drones, who trains people in New York City's Class C airspace. And oh, wait, there's pictures online of them doing it. And oh, wait,
apparently
it might
nobody
have
cares.
It might have accidentally got emailed to someone. But oh wait. Anyway.
And so, still, unfortunately, nobody cares.
Yeah. Anyway, just goes to show, guys. It's always, you know, I mentioned that because they had gone into the DJI store talking a lot of crap about us. And the DJI store called me and told me about it and told me how they corrected them. And then they got a picture of them training in New York City's airspace. It was just glorious. So it's always important, guys, to focus on the quality of your work rather than talking poorly about other people. You never know when it's going to bite you in the butt. This has been a hard lesson that I've had to learn myself. So,
indeed.
Anyway, that being said, let's talk about Dano. Let's hear Dano's question, which, by the way, is one of my favorite accents. And I need to actually send in a quote to Dano for DJing my wedding.
May 17th,
2018.
You're all invited.
You can email me directly, Dano. Anyway.
They're not all invited.
No one's invited.
<I'm kidding>. Wow. Canceling my flights.
To Albuquerque.
Hey there, Drone You. What's up, Paul? What's up, Rob? It's Dano out of L.A., a.k.a. hashtag DFlyGuy. I got a question to you today, but I'm going to bring it to you in a different voice. Paul, this is for you.
Hey, what's going on there, Drone You? This is your guy here. Listen, man, I got a question for you. I've been listening to your podcast, and a lot of conversation has been wrapped around trying to get the East Coast chillers out here to the West Coast warmers, you know, just to come out for some flight training at the Drone U. But I never hear you talk about the details of the training. So I was just curious as to what's involved. How many hours? How many days? Is it a group thing, an individual thing? Are there multiple tiers and different packages? Is there a certification after the training? All these things I need to know. Help a brother out. I appreciate it. Stay fly.
Stay fly, man.
Nice, nice. We enjoy Dano.
Dano's awesome.
Yeah, he's a really good guy, right? I actually haven't been able to meet him in person. You have.
Well, okay, so there's actually kind of a funny story. When we did one of our Part 107 classes out in Irvine, California, we were all kind of sitting there joking after lunch one day, and we were joking about the podcast, and I was like, yeah, start introing the podcast. Just comes naturally now. Like, I don't even think about what I say. It just kind of comes out. And I was joking, and I was like, watch, ready? 3, 2, 1. And I was like, hey, everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul. And Dano goes, and my name is Rob, and you're listening to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. And I'm like, can you just do that for every episode? Because right. That was awesome. Like, that was great.
Maybe we should actually just have him redo our intro. Yeah. Not the intro, but the pre-intro intro.
He's a really cool guy.
And he's actually a DJ, right? I mean, he
is a DJ, and he, before he was a drone pilot. And last big drone job that he did was at Rose Bowl Parade. So
very cool.
Yeah. Very, very, very cool.
Yeah, good guy.
But anyway, to answer Dano's question, and I know this question has come up with other people because I know you've gotten emails about it, and so have I. By the way, please don't email me about questions for this. That'll be going to Rob. And I just want to preface this whole thing with this. Right now, we are in the middle of creating a few things. These resources will be given to Drone You Elite pilots. Drone You Elite pilots will be certified by me, Drone You, to train other pilots. So right now we only have trainings available really in like two places, and that is going to grow to 24 places in the United States by September of this year. That is the goal. I'm not sure it's going to be up and running by September, but that is the goal, to have it all done then. So guys, if you're looking to get a Drone U certified training, right now I'm in the process of writing the textbook for such thing. Because it's really all the information I learned after training people for 4 years. When I started with the other school that was a university, and I went to NAB for a while with that school and then came to Drone U.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a culmination of 4 years of knowledge. In fact, I think there's only one person who has more drone training knowledge than I do.
Who might that be?
Gene Payson.
Gene Payson.
But the only thing is that Gene Payson doesn't do any like drone jobs. There, he's not a...
It's like a tenured professor.
Yeah, that's a great way to think of him. He's going to teach you how to fly really well, but when it comes to like camera movements or advanced flying, he's not your guy. But he's one of the nicest people in the drone world, period.
Probably knows drones really, really well.
Well, he's been flying RC for years. He's had an RC shop in Florida for probably longer than I've been alive. And in fact, when I ordered one of my first drones, it was from him. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, anyway, actually, this was really funny. Way back in the day, Gene and I were instructing next to each other at one of these conferences. And then I went to do a TV skit on Sarasota's news. And he was the other person on the board for drones. And it was just kind of funny to be like, oh, hey, Gene.
You guys could have caught a cab together or something.
Anyway, so what do our trainings look like? There are many different trainings. It's all really based on the vehicle that you're using and what you're trying to learn. Because as we get more and more software for these different drones, they become more and more difficult to use. And I say that because I'm saying it with honesty. After this last firmware update, my yaw gains, after they were reset, the bird was acting normal again. But now I'm talking about the Inspire 2. Now when I go into like a negative G turn, and I'm like kind of de-elevating and it's a sharp turn, the aircraft now doesn't yaw fast enough to complete the turn, even if I rack the gain all the way forward. So
That's your kind of turn. Like most people don't make those kinds of turns.
Most people can't do, yeah. Most people wouldn't even think about putting their
turn. But you need to be able to do that.
Yeah. If you're doing, subject tracking, you need to do it.
Yeah.
So anyway, that being said, there are many different types of trainings. You can do half day, you can do all day. I really want to turn the system into a 2 or 4 hour system. I don't want to spend all day with someone anymore because I'm really just sitting there doing the same stuff over and over again, but I'm just watching them practice, which I know is really important for people who are trying to learn because they want to be there when someone's watching and while they're practicing. But in all honesty, I can teach you most things in 2 hours or 4 hours if someone has come prepared, meaning they've watched the Don't Crash courses, they've watched like the flying over water, they've watched settings, they understand takeoffs, landings, and all that. Now he asked, are trainings individual? Are they groups? We've done both. For example, the other day, Kevin Crabb came in from PG&E Power, and he was here by himself for one day. And then the next day, he was here with Jason Flakes. Jason Flakes, very cool dude.
Very cool. Yeah, they are both really cool dudes.
Yeah, they really were. Yeah, Jason's from DC area. That's my hometown. So. Reppin' the hood. So, hey,
is there like a hand signal for the DC area?
Like, we're not like the West Coast.
Am I back?
DC? I don't know.
Ambidextrous? No, that's not the right word.
No, we actually where I lived, it's called Nova, Northern Virginia, because it's so different from the rest of Virginia. Some horrible things in the rest of Virginia. Anyway,
are a few things that people would learn?
Okay.
Let me ask that a different way. What's important that people learn?
Well, a lot of tips and tricks and nuances go into the training. So it's a very systematic training. We go through takeoff, and most people don't take off properly. They don't understand the nuances there. So we go on the nuances there. We go into the nuances of reverse orientation flight, Then we go into the nuances of banking turns and coordinated turns, and then we increase the complexity of the banking turns and the coordinated turns. Then we work on adding systematic steps to each essential thing that they've learned. So right now I've got about 12 drills that I do with people. I've only seen 4 of those 12 drills operated by other schools. And I'm so happy UAV Coach copied us in the beginning, because now they don't have all our really good material. So I think it was actually a blessing in disguise that it took us a long time to get our new website out. Huge blessing in disguise.
That's all part of the master plan, Paul.
Yeah, whatever you say, Rob. But these trainings, honestly, I hate setting them up. Logistically, they're a nightmare. And that's all changed on the new system, because now it's all autonomous and whatnot. But trainings are probably my favorite thing, because I really get to interact and talk with people who listen to the podcast all the time. And it's really interesting to hear other people's stories and what they're trying to accomplish. But once we do these trainings, they typically move into cinematic movements. How do I get those really smooth tilts? Help me set my settings for what works for me. We do a lot of flight mode stuff. So I have this test that I haven't seen anyone else do it. And it's the only test, I call it the hover test. It's the only test that I've seen done that really hones people's skills to hover in place without GPS and truly learn and understand how to fly the bird like a plane rather than like a children's helicopter. So now, once we've gone through all 12 of the drills, then what I do, and sometimes I do this intermittently, like if I think a student is really good, I'll be like, okay, we're done with line of sight. Like if I do all 12 drills, line of sight means they're looking at the drone, you know, they're like this, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then we do everything FPV, because that raises the complexity and the difficulty just tenfold.
It's much more difficult.
Yeah. So in fact, I had one guy literally doing the hover test FPV, and he mentioned, what was it? Like that he was thirsty, and just the 3 seconds that he mentioned he was thirsty, his focus moved away from the hover test and his drone was now 30 feet away from the helipad. So like, you really have to be hyper-focused when you're in these trainings, or else you will not get the most out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and that's the thing, is that I really try to cater to people when they come here. So if you're new, I try to, you know, like Buffy was really new.
Right.
There's a reason I invited her back. And Buffy, that invitation is still open. She was so new, it was hard to really teach her the complex intricacies of flight.
Sure. Yeah,
because she was so new.
There's a progression to the learning curve.
Yeah. And then there's people like Jason who, which by the way, Jason, thanks for leaving your SD card completely full. That Denver footage looks great. Ilker knows what I'm talking about. But anyway, smart move to make pit stops in other cities and then get drone footage in them. Then there's people like Jason who, you know, were ready for the cinematic movement stuff.
Yeah, you could tell he'd been flying.
Yeah. And when we did that subject tracking, like you could tell he was gunning for it.
So you showed me the video of him doing the subject tracking and just about hitting my truck?
Yes.
I decided what he was trying to do was mimic your Lamborghini video.
Oh.
Right? It was very similar to that.
That's actually kind of funny.
I don't think he was doing that, but it kind of looked the same.
That's kind of funny. In fact, this morning we were just shooting, which by the way, you know, in regards to training, the way that we scale our trainings is through the Drone U Elite, and we are testing the Drone U Elite at the Drone U Fly-In. So 15 people are getting invitations this week, and there will be an open invite to 15 additional people who think that they're qualified to be Drone U Elite. And all these people will be able to come to the fly-in for free. They're going to have to volunteer their time during the fly-in though. That's part of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then these Drone U Elite will essentially be running Drone U trainings with a Drone U textbook and a Drone U practice drill guide, which I'm hoping to get that out on Amazon by the end of the year.
Yeah, so absolutely. I think one of the best things about training, because the way that they've been set up, correct me if this isn't accurate in your mind, but is with some flexibility built in, because I think some of the best learning comes just through the questions that get asked. Right.
True.
So there's some structure, some exercises and so forth that are standard.
True.
But it's really about, what if I tried this? And no, I think maybe you should try this. And what do you do when this happens? And it's that dialogue that goes on through the training where the real value comes in. And that's where the experience actually doing the kinds of things you're teaching for money
True.
Is so valuable.
I couldn't agree more. But, you know, going back to the whole fly-in and DUE and scaling up these trainings, the fly-in is supposed to be a culmination of all of the trainings that we have done into one event. Because, you know, in Dano's question, what do the trainings consist of? Sometimes we're doing subject tracking training where you're training you're tracking vehicles. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we're doing just cinematic stuff. Sometimes just a general training of how to fly. You know, the fly-in, which I'm glad it's sold out, is subject tracking training. It's inspection-based training. Mm-hmm. It's search and rescue training. It's thermography training. It's cinematic training. It's real estate training. It's... Yeah. What am I missing
general
here, Ilker?
Skill, I guess?
Yeah. We're missing something because I've owned... We've taught...
Did you say real estate?
Obstacle course. So spatial course. Awareness mm-hmm. Training, which a lot of people don't understand how important it is. And like our real estate videography course, there are 10 points of entry into filming this particular structure. And if you don't get inside of those 10 points of entry, your shots are going to look really piss poor. So it's really going to test people. How thorough are you? How much did you listen? How much did you push yourself?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, how much practice have you been putting in?
Exactly.
It's going to be cool.
It's going to be epic.
Yeah, not just cool.
No, it's going to be epic. And we're filming a TV show on the whole thing.
It is going to be epic. Woo! It's going to be fun.
Oops, yeah. I just leaked that out.
So if you're not able to make this fly-in, there'll be more.
There will be more. That is the idea. We got to perfect the thing first. But after the fly-in, I'm going to take a 2-week hiatus and get out of here.
It's going to be quiet around here.
And it's going to be really loud in Corpus anyway.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I'm not giving up my travel plans because I have learned that the hard way. So
people waiting outside your bathroom?
Yeah, don't do that ever again.
I thought you liked that.
Yeah.
All right.
I got to come up with a fake email address for people like that. So it's like Paul A. at the Drone U, and then it's like an email responder. You're a douche.
Oh, gosh. As opposed to thank you for being a fan.
No, and that's one thing, Rob, I'm really struggling with this because there's a fine line for me. I love talking to people. In fact, in Trinidad, mm-hmm. Ilker and I were sitting out on the freaking balcony on our computers and a dude comes out. Are you from Drone U? Are you from Ask Drone U? Like Drone U, you know? Like
Drone U.
You know Drone U, right? Right? You sound like the dude and you look just like him.
And so did you say, no.
I was actually hiding behind Ilker.
Here he is. He loves to give autographs. So,
no, I just don't think that people understand that I am extrovert and an introvert. I'm extroverted because I love to be social, but I can only handle so much of it.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate my alone time. And because I work so much, I really don't get that much alone time. And I am learning to be friendly with fans. I'm learning to answer their questions, but I'm also learning to politely, you know, be like, thank you so much for listening. Cause I really do appreciate
it,
you know? And
yeah.
I really, I'm grateful that
podcast
they would.
Podcast is nothing without listeners.
Exactly. And I'm grateful that they would even be open to listening to what we have to say. And mm-hmm. I'm humbled by the fact that we sit here in front of thousands of people every morning, except it's behind a camera. You know, we don't see thousands of people.
I'd be more nervous.
Yeah, me too. but you know, I want to help these people out and I want to give them the experience that they want. But
yeah.
At the same time, you know, sometimes I have to push people away because we're doing stuff, you know, and yeah. So I'm just learning how to be thankful, but also be polite and say, hey, we're getting stuff done. I really don't have time right now. I'm sorry. Like, but thank you for listening. I really do care, you know?
Yeah, so, absolutely. Anyway. I understand. It's a challenge to navigate that.
So if people want to go find out more about trainings, Rob, where are they going to go?
They're just going to go to thedroneu.com, and there is, I think it's actually on the bottom of the new page, in-person training. And you can click in there, and it's actually all automated. Paul said, beginning of this podcast, you would contact me. Please don't. It's all through the website now, and you can schedule it, and you'll have the available times there and what courses are available and how much they cost, and it's the whole process is right there, so it's pretty cool.
Yes, and just an FYI, we are reining back on in-person trainings until after the fly-in, so you may not see any availability from me.
I am most excited about expanding the network through DroneU Elite because there are going to be some fantastic people out there who have learned the DroneU way have a lot of expertise and experience of their own. And more people across the country are going to get trained. It's really cool. It's going to be good. And they're going to be learning the right way, how to do it safely, et cetera.
You mean not training people inside of the largest metropolitan area in the country?
There might be one thing to steer clear of, perhaps.
Yeah, probably good. Yeah. Anyway, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.